doctor catch you? Dr. Reichman, please. Can't the distinguished members of the Tovald Committee do anything but quarrel? Now, now. Unless you want to stay up here and starve, I suggest... Oh, my list. I promised the manager I would bring him a list of the full committee. I must have left it in my room. Please excuse me. You go ahead. I'll meet you in the dining room. No, no, no. You go ahead. I'll see you in a minute. Dr. Ketya and Dr. Reichman were the first members of the Tovald Committee to arrive. I was just taking them... They are lucky to have survived. My grandfather is chairman. He sent me on ahead to make the necessary arrangements. Dr. Moon? Yes, I know him. You say he was in the lobby and he didn't come up to see me? Oh, much more. When I was a little girl, he and my father used to work together at the Institute in Stockholm. Such a good, kind man. He was very close to my family. It's just a shame that his work... You said you weren't here as a reporter, Mr. Parker. I don't understand. It must be political. Both men had many enemies in their own countries. It doesn't make much sense, does it?
No. Miss Benson, I know this may sound a little bizarre, but... Just suppose that somebody was out to get the whole committee, and this accident was just the first step.
That's a terrible thing for you to say.
The committee was the only possible connection between these two men.
Both these men have been on the committee for 5 years. This is longer than anyone except my grandfather. Now, if being on the committee would lead to this, then... No, you cannot be right. One moment, please. Would you excuse me, please?
I'll only take up another moment of your time.
Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Goodbye, miss.
Hello? Dr. Moon? Well, someone told me you were in the lobby. Why didn't you come up?
I'll explain why when you meet me, but you must come immediately.
And without your security guard.
Why? I'm not allowed to go anywhere without him. Oh, Dr. Moon, it is so good to see you. You look tired. What is it? What's wrong?
Are you...
I don't know what to think.
If this is how Dr. Moon shows how much he loves you, just be glad he's not your enemy.
There must be some explanation.
Oh, there is. He's trying to kill us.
Ow!
What happened to your hand?
Don't worry about my hand. Just worry about how much oxygen is in this place.
It must be nearly morning. Surely if this is a bank, then people...
It was a bank, Miss Benson. You see, all the buildings on this street are empty. They're going to be torn down soon. But I don't think we can wait for the wrecking crew. Stand back, please. Let's get out of here.
Thank you.
Let's get you to police headquarters.
What?
You're going to tell Captain Barbera what your friend Dr. Moon tried to do to us.
No, I have nothing to say to the police.
Do you think he was playing games with us in that vault?
I have nothing to say to you or to the police. I don't even know who you are. Why should I trust you? Please just leave me alone. Mr. Parker? This is, my grandfather. And how do you know what happened to me last night?
I told you on the telephone, Spider-Man...
was the one trying to hurt me. Really? Now, this is ridiculous. Until I came to America this time, I didn't know what a Spider-Man was. And now I see three.
Yes, but only one of us can tell you what the inside of a bank vault looks like. Oh, and my hand is much better.
It is you.
I hope so. Security men all over the place. Any sign of Dr. Moon?
Mister, I don't even know what to call you, but you're still wrong about Dr. Moon.